a number of young people were spotted running from the scene after lighting the fire. I've had a number of constituents who've reached out to me with that information. Now, I'm never the first to condemn our young people or our youth for any incident such as this, but unfortunately last night it seems as though they were responsible. But my message really is for their safety as well. They need to understand and appreciate how dangerous fire can be, how quickly it can spread, and how quickly it can endanger their lives and the lives of other people. And unfortunately, at this time of the year, there's a higher incidence rates of these sorts of things happening, particularly with Halloween. And I really want to send a message out there to the wider public, but to parents, to ensure that their children are not running around at night with lighting fires or anywhere near them because of the dangers they present, but also to educate them on the importance of understanding the danger that fire can present to their lives and to the lives of other people. And like, we're talking about a very short distance from a row of bungalows last night, and as I said, a significant block of residential apartments where elderly people live. Luckily, thanks to the fire service, it was put out quickly. But that there's a wider issue here as well. These sorts of events that should not be happening, and as a result, someone else could be in danger because they're responding to this bad behaviour.